And turning into the final straight, Fionnuala Britton in the form of her life. A little glance to see where Gemma Steele is, and she emerges now. But she is a beaten athlete. It's all about Fionnuala Britton today.
A lot of it is mental. Obviously, you're running on grass, you're running on hills in cross country, so it can be more interesting. And then on the track, it's only 400 metres, so you've got to do a lot of laps. In 8K cross country race, you could do maybe 4 or 5 laps, where on a 10K track race, you've got 25 laps. So it does take a lot of concentration.
Cross country champion, European athlete of the month, European athlete of the moment, and a winner for the third time in 6 weeks. This time on home soil in Antrim. That was a great performance.
I joined the local club, Kilcoo, when I was 7 because my sister was in it and because everyone else was in it, and it just kind of went from there. I've never been able to sprint. Like, even when I was in primary school, I never qualified for anything because the races were always too short for me, and realised after a few years that distance races were more what I was going to be better at.
I was so lucky that Fionnuala Britton came along, and Fionnuala could have probably gone to any university in America. I'm Enda Fitzpatrick. I'm the director of the Athletics Academy at Dublin City University. The bottom line is, I think when you look at what she has done over the last, maybe say, 9 years, it's been a gradual progression. I mean, people turn around and look at Fionnuala, she's the European cross country champion. What people don't realise is that Fionnuala Britton, in her first ever major championship at a European or a world cross country, finished 98th.
For me, DCU has played a really big part, probably more than anyone else. That's going to the Olympics in one way, because I've been here for so long.
She has worked bloody hard to be where she is. She's a very, very, very quietly confident young lady. She's a fantastic role model for any of the athletes I have in DCU.
In DCU, it's great because there's always people around who are successful, and the more you see people around doing what you want to do, or even in their sport, you realise that it's not impossible, and it's great that we can support each other.
Fionnuala Britton has come on great in the last 12 months. First major breakthrough there was in December when she won the European Cross Country Championships, actually ran away with the European Cross Country Championships.
Fionnuala Britton now approaching the finish area. She's got this just one little area. It's a bit sticky to negotiate. Katrina McKinnon back in 1994 won the gold medal individually. She had a great career, Katrina McKinnon. Fionnuala Britton's been a great athlete so far. A little glance at the camera there.
Well, I suppose the biggest competition that I won was last December in the European Cross. I suppose coming into Olympic year, that gave me a lot of confidence as well, because knowing that you can win races, you kind of don't realise how often you go out to get times and to do good performances, but a lot of the time winning isn't even always the aim. Like, but when you win something, then you kind of believe that you can do it again, and it's a nice way to start an Olympic year, I suppose.
Trying to follow in the footsteps, as Brendan Earp mentioned, Katrina McKinnon all those years ago, the only other Irish winner of this.
My name is Katrina McKiernan. I can associate with Fionnuala a lot in that she's good in the cross country and she has the European Cross Country Championships. She's a small little girl, but, you know, I suppose a lot of the Kenyans and Ethiopians are small little things as well, but she's very, very strong. And she loves to run. I've heard stories of when she was at school, running around the garden at home before school. And that's what it takes. And I keep comparing us to the Africans, but they have to run to school 4 or 5 or 6 miles and back again in the day. And that builds up their strength, that builds up their endurance.
But no doubt about our winner, the 2011 European Cross Country Champion will come from Ireland. It's Fionnuala Britton, fourth last year. It's gold this time for Ireland.
Fionnuala is incredibly talented and she's got an appetite for work. She can take on a huge workload. Probably in the past that workload has been too much and she's not been managing it properly. But what she's doing now is actually managing the workload with the quality in the programme and the detail. I'm Chris Jones, Performance Director.
Chris started coaching me about 2 years ago now. The last 2 years have been my most successful years. So from when I was 7 in the club and then when I was coached by my other coach, Pat Diskin, like, it all kind of built up to then. But then in the last 2 years, I took the next step up.
She's definitely growing with confidence. And for women in sport, I think that's a huge thing, that it's important to feel good about ourselves and it's important to feel, you know, valued, and it's important to feel that, you know, this is something that's worthwhile. And I think it took a little while to accept that, you know, when people say, what do you do for a living? Well, I run. And, you know, it's hard to justify this, running 100 miles a week.
Women in sport are often overlooked and there's not a lot of role models a lot of the time, but in a sport like track and field, because the men and the women are like in an equal standing, the events are on the same days, and we see, like, if there's an athletics event on the television, you see the men and the women's, which I think is a great thing. And I'd find it much more frustrating to be involved in a sport that doesn't have the women on the same standing as the men, because I do think it's very unfair the way it is. I think we're lucky in our sport, and I'd say that's probably why. And a lot of our role models in athletics have been very successful women, say in the distance events with Sonia O'Sullivan and Katrina McKiernan.
There's 16 women in the field. One to pick out is at the very top, Fionnuala Britton, European cross-country champion back in December. Well, Britain has made a debut at this event, and a very fine one it was at the end of April, with 31 minutes 29.22.
So desperately unlucky in Helsinki. Niall Kelly, I'm a sports journalist. Fionnuala has come on from strength to strength. You forget that Fionnuala has been around middle distance running and cross distance running for so long. She's another former Olympian. She was in Beijing. And as she showed in the European Championships, she's not a million miles away from the top competitors. She had Joe Pavey in her sights for most of that, and Joe Pavey just pulled away in the end to finish second, and that silver medal.
The life sounds great in one way. You get to travel the world, and like, I have seen a lot of places, and it's all because of running. But in another way, you spend so much time traveling, training and recovering that you don't really have the same kind of social life maybe as other people would have. So I think what you really need to do is love what you're doing, because once you love it, none of it's a sacrifice and you enjoy it all.
She's up against the Kenyans, the Ethiopians, the Eritreans, the Qataris, and they are obviously setting the world standard at endurance running. If she could be the first white athlete in the Olympic Games, that would be a one performance. If she was to finish in the top 10 of the final of the Olympic Games in 10,000, that would be a milestone in Irish women's distance running.
I think I just need to get out there and do what I did the last time and concentrate for as long as possible. And anything can happen then, I suppose. Like, it's a straight final in the 10K, so that's kind of a good thing.